Batman's adversary in this is Bane, played by Tom Hardy. Now, when you're creating a villain, in a sense, for an international audience, I mean, you're playing into, obviously you have to play into fears of different nationalities. I mean, it's difficult to pinpoint exactly where he's from, isn't it?
It's certainly difficult to pinpoint where he's from, which was a very deliberate choice on his part. There's a huge degree of mystery to the character in the film, and he's that type of villain. You don't really want him to have an easily identifiable origin. You want the audience to be wondering about that through the film. And Tom's way of enhancing that was, rather than doing a sort of very straight down the line voice and accent, there's a mixture of all kinds of different elements in there. And the thing I really liked about it, and the thing, you know, some people are going to find hard about it, is it makes the rhythms of the speech extremely unpredictable. So he's quite difficult to get a handle on, just in terms of literally understanding what he's saying, because he's speaking in a very unusual way. But it's very consistent as well, and if you can be bothered to watch the film a couple of times, you know, you'll get to understand the rhythms quite clearly. It's very carefully thought out.
And people will be picking apart the politics of the Batman films as they analyse every single aspect of it. And there is, again, such a mixture in there between individual versus the collective. Obviously, the idea of the mob is in there too, the sort of uncontrollable mob, and indeed the uncontrollable fanatic in terms of Bane himself. I wondered, you know, to what extent are you playing also into ideas of anti-capitalism and protest too here?
The truth is, we just sit down to write a story that we want to see. And the only requirement that we really have on ourselves as writers is that we be sincere in what we're doing. So if we're going to write a threat to a major American city, we want it to be a real threat. We want it to be something that genuinely frightens us. So the ways in which we sort of attempted to destabilize society and create a desperate need for a heroic figure like Batman, they're drawn from our experience of the real world, I guess. As far as political interpretations go, it's not surprising to me that people, you know, will interpret something like this politically. What is surprising to me is they seem to do it without any acknowledgement of the fact that other people are interpreting it exactly in the opposite way politically, which must mean something about the assumptions, you know, each side is making about what the film is actually trying to do. And what nobody who is interpreting the film strongly politically seems to get a handle on is the idea that because you have a character doing something in a film, that the makers of that film are in some way endorsing that attitude, that behavior, which isn't at all the case. It's just not the case in drama. That's not what drama is.